This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
At the rate of inflation, what would the $6 million man be worth today?
That's a good question.
But the lady sent me the wrong shirt. The one I got had Huey, Dewey, and Louie on the product.
Is that true?
At least he didn't say, you know, Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today's May the 10th. And we appreciate you listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper.
Glad to be here. This fella lived his entire life and just found out he was colorblind. And he said, boy, I was stunned. That news just came right out of the purple. I mean, you live your whole life,
right?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Came right
Who
out.
Who knew?
Of the
right out of the blue. No.
that's right. Funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like it.
Well, Sunday's Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought,
who you got know, over there?
Huh? I know, right? We have a guest in studio. Who? Without her, I wouldn't be here today.
That's right.
That's right.
And don't forget it.
It's my mom, I said, Mom, it's Mother's Day. Would you join us on Trivia Friday? And she said yes. And so Linda Wildman, my mom, is with us this morning. Good morning, Mom.
Just really happy to be here.
Be happy to be
here. I don't get too many invitations here.
Mom, you were born in
40. It's been easy to remember.
Yes. 1940. And where were you born?
Boonville Hospital.
Mississippi.
Which was rare to be born in a hospital.
Back in 1940?
Because my brother, a year and a half later, was born at home.
Mm-hmm. So 1940, so in June you'll be 84 years young, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was rare for people to be born in the rural part of the country.
I'd say 90% were born at home.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom and her two brothers were born at home.
Now, doctors would come, you know, especially if they suspected a problem.
Yeah.
And they, rural doctors coming out, they were just so good to be dedicated.
Miss Linda, how was little Timmy to raise? Because Ed and I test our patients, so we can't put him in time out or ground him to his room or anything. But was he a pretty good boy growing up?
He must have been the best one of my kids.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, now, that's saying something
Mom,
right
you got
there.
A free lunch coming your way right there. That's what I want to hear.
He has my personality pretty much, and Angie has her daddy's. And
I have three siblings.
Yeah. Right.
Angie, Angela is my young sister, 1 year younger than me.
Then Donna.
Then Donna and my brother Mark, who's 8 years younger than me.
They're all different, as I said.
But they're all loved equally. It's just that I'm her favorite.
Yeah. I think that was established.
Right. All right, trivia.
Wait, can we go one more?
Yeah.
Basketball star. And you're not going to say it, but I want to hear about that game where you scored all those points.
52 points.
And that was before the three-pointer. Mm-hmm. The three-point shot. 52 points in a regulation game.
I was very selfish.
She hogged the ball.
That would have been in the mid-50s, right? 1950s.
One thing, I could shoot from the left, even though I was right-handed, and that was an advantage.
Yeah. Wow. Well, when you have the hot hand, you're not hogging the ball. They just say, right. Give it to Miss Linda. Give it to Linda.
Hey, if you can do it, then it ain't bragging. somebody said that. Muhammad Ali or somebody said that. Okay, so I gave Mom's got two questions. We've each got two questions. It's Trivia Friday. We're going to ask our questions, and then we're going to ask you to call in. Tell them what the deal is.
Absolutely. The number to call if you want to get on the show, here it is, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Now, only those who have not been on the air with us in the last 2 months, last 8 weeks, should call in. We want to give everyone an opportunity. So if you've been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, please wait 1 week. We'll give other people an opportunity to call. 888-589-8840. We do ask that you be 11 years old or older to call in. Now, JJ, of course, today we have 8 questions instead of the normal 9 because Miss Linda is on with us. But one of these questions is going to be kind of special.
One of these original questions, the original ones we're about to give out, is the mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell shall ring and all the world will know.
Did you win yourself an AFR stainless steel tumbler?
That's right, and I'm holding it up right now for those watching on Facebook. By the way, on our Today's Issues Facebook page, we posted a picture of the three of us with Mom. And again, it's Mother's Day. Don't forget, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. And then, so we posted a picture on our Today's Issues Facebook page. But yeah, the tumbler is coming your way. If you happen to answer the trivia mystery question correctly, you need to be 11 years or older to be on the show. Okay. 11 years and up is our qualifier there for being on the program. Is there any other?
I think that's all the details. 888-589-8840 is the number to call.
Okay. Mom, why don't you go ahead and lead the way and give us the 2 questions I gave you.
Okay.
Okay. Don't answer them now. Just, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Just read them.
Who is the only American president to win 4 consecutive elections?
Mm-hmm. So that's the first question. Who's the only American president to win 4 consecutive elections? And what's the second question, Mom?
What are the 3 most consumed canned fish in the U.S.?
And you knew the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
Three most consumed what?
Canned fish.
Canned fish.
Yeah.
The 3 most consumed canned fish in the U.S. are, what's the answer to that?
Good question.
Right.
Okay. I'll give you my 2, and then we'll move around the room here.
Okay.
My 2 are, what 2 cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms? What two cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms? Number 2. Everybody's heard of schools like Texas A&M, right?
Right.
There are some schools that are known as A&M,
mm-hmm.
right? In fact, Mississippi State University, my alma mater, was originally known as Mississippi A&M.
Hmm.
So I want to know, what do the letters A&M stand for when used with a school name?
Good question.
Okay. Probably everybody's going to know the first one pretty much, but the second one may not know.
Bit of a challenge.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here are my 2 questions. In the Bible, what woman is said to be drunk with the blood of the saints? Now that I read that out loud, that does sound kind of dark, but it is in the Bible. In the Bible, what woman is said to be drunk with the blood of the saints?
Mm, it's not even Halloween.
You know what? When I typed it up, it sounds a lot darker.
Yeah.
Now that I say it out loud, you already said it though. Yeah. Okay. Second question: when flamingos have babies, the mama flamingo turns gray rather than pink. Is that true or false? When flamingos have babies, the mama flamingo turns gray rather than pink. Is that true or false?
My wife, Melanie, told me that I had to stop doing flamingo impersonations. I had to put my foot down. You hear me?
Yeah, we heard you the last time you told that joke, too.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible, and since it's Mother's Day this coming Sunday, who was Isaac's mom? Who was Isaac's mom? I get those moms mixed up, and I want to know the name of Isaac's mom from the Bible. Second question, what is the birthstone for the month of July? What is the birthstone for the month of July?
Okay, Tim, Ed, JJ, and my mom, Linda Wildman, is with us. She's our special Mother's Day guest host with us today. So let's go to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Kentucky, and Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Steve. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a place JJ is going to go about. I live between Mayfield and Paducah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. He's in Barge Country. Stephen Curtis Chapman was born in Lone Oak, Paducah.
Western,
all the barges converge there, and people that work on a barge, they'll fly into Paducah or get a take a bus there and now get on the barge and go up and down the Ohio and the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cool. Well, Steve, ask Hertzer or both, buddy.
I was going to ask him a question. Well, you know the main two big cities that Paducah is in between, don't you, JJ? It's in between Possum Trot and Monkey's Eyebrow.
There you go.
Monkey's Eyebrow.
Yeah, those are two places.
That's for real?
And over by Monkey's Eyebrow, there's a town called 8. It's just the number 8. Yeah, those are real places. Possum Trot.
I'm feeling better about Mississippi all the time.
Yes, sir. Hey, Steve.
Doc Severinsen came down from the Johnny Carson show one year from the Tonight Show to a telethon down here. And when he got back, Carson asked him where you were. And he said, Paducah. And he told him where it was in between, you know. So
yeah,
that was funny.
Monkey's Eyebrow.
Monkey's Eyebrow.
I always remember that.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Steve?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Yeah, I'll do the first one you did about the 4 consecutive presidential terms.
Okay. All right, Mom, ask the question again, and then ask the number one question again, and then Steve from Kentucky is going
to
answer it.
Okay. Who is the only American president to win 4 consecutive elections?
It'd be Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, you're so true.
That's it. Nicely done.
Great. Do you know the years FDR served? Steve?
He was first elected in 1932, and then 36, and then 40 and 44, and I think he died in 45 from polio.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Nicely done.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, let the record reflect a Kentucky boy answered the first question.
The American history question.
Got us out of the chute.
Yeah. Presidential history question. Mom, you were telling me before the break you remember when this happened, when he passed away, right? What? Tell us about that real quick.
Mother cried. People just thought he could do anything because he got him out of the Depression.
Right.
Pulled him out of the Depression. But he went right into World War II. And then...
But you remember your mom crying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, listen to the radio? How would you find out?
No, she was just in the yard, and I guess she'd heard it on the radio.
Yeah, but you said people gathered around the radio back in those.
Yes, you had to be Philco.
Philco
radio? If you could.
Right.
In the 40s, yeah.
Yeah, TV wasn't around yet. And then wasn't he the president that had the fireside chats?
Yeah. How do you know so much about about Roosevelt, Steve?
I was just, I've always was good in school at history.
Right.
And I enjoyed learning about it, and that was always an oddity, I think, is all these odd presidents we got now. That was one of the oddest things, though.
Right. Well, listen, Steve, fire away, man. We're ready for you.
Okay. Back in the 80s, IBM came out with the big mainframe computers. And the main computer back then, or the heart of the computer system, had a name for it, and an acronym of 3 letters. What were the 3-letter acronym for that main computer?
IBM?
What? No.
Wait. So the...
It had a name like the Beast or something like that, but I forget what that what it
the
was.
The Beast, that's the president's car, right?
You mean what they call the president's armored vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of that too.
Hey, we're
not off to a good start.
No,
at all.
You got off to a good start, but you've stumped us.
Can you help
Steve.
Us out here? Well, ask the question one more time. We're going to focus right here.
Yeah,
Steve.
Okay, back in the 1980s, IBM Corporation was the biggest computer maker in the world, and their computer systems were the heart of their computer systems had a particular name for that main processing unit. So what was the acronym for that processor?
I have no idea.
I don't know. What's the name? What is it?
I nearly gave it away. It's CPU for Central Processing Unit.
Oh, okay.
CPU.
I remember that now.
Yeah, your dad was in that field?
No, he worked on weapon systems. He was a project manager for the Patriot missile system and the MX missile.
That was BYU, right?
BYU.
Not Brigham Young. Blow you up.
Yes,
your dad blow you up.
Yeah. So CPU. So now they call them, just refer to them as like an operating system, right, Steve? But they used to call CPU.
The CPU is the big. They call it the big box and everything. You know, they talked back then. The computer itself was as big as a half of a room of a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. They offered them CPU training courses at the community college, and I went and took them. And they want you to remember the Bee Gees song. You need to keep somebody alive and help them stay alive, staying alive. And so if anybody gets in trouble in my vicinity, along with telling them to stop, drop, and roll, I'm going to be able to do CPU on them.
All right. Thank you, Brother Steve. Steve calling from Kentucky there. Mom, you also went to, you've been to, was it Powder? What was the name of that place where FDR passed away?
Warm Springs.
Georgia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's there?
Well, it's just a little village, kind of. But I don't remember a guide. We just went through the house and signed the book.
But why did FDR go there?
He had polio. Right. And they did have Warm Springs,
right.
Like Arkansas has some of those, you know.
All right.
And they thought, I don't know if it helped or not, but they thought it did.
They thought it helped with polio.
To those Warm Springs and get in them, and I think he did it, you know, daily.
Yeah.
You'll be happy to know they have a new Dollar General there.
They do.
Yes. So that's a big. I'm going to beat that dead horse.
You're going to beat that dead horse. It.
That joke is going to be. Just get used to it.
Yeah. All right. Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed. Who's
all
next?
Right. We go to Alabama, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good to be back with you guys.
Thank you, Larry. Good to have you back with us. Remind us again, we're in Alabama.
I'm the Quad Cities, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Quad Cities, Larry. That sounds like a, you know, opening act for
Quad Cities, Larry.
For a comedian. That sounds like an opening act for a famous comedian.
Right here. Welcome. For a really big shoe. Quad we got Cities, the flying Larry. Luigi's, the tumbling Luigi's.
And the
Quad City Larry for a really big shoe.
Quad Cities, Larry.
Well, Larry, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well, this is just a guess, but I'm going to go with the two cities with the most hotel rooms.
Okay, yes, that's my question. So Larry's going to answer this. What two cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms? And I'm just going to say yes or no to your answer, okay? Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to say New York City and Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Okay. New York City is number three.
What? Really?
Yep. New York City is number three with 117,000 hotel rooms. Los Angeles is a good guess, but it is not one of the top two cities with the most hotel rooms.
Wow. What? Wow. Yeah. Who knew Monkey's Eyebrow had so many hotels?
But that's a good guess. Good guess. Los Angeles and New York. New York is number three. But all right, so go ahead with your question, Larry.
All right. How many bones are in the typical adult human's body? A, 206. B, 306. C, 406.
How many bones are in a...
Boys, it's A. I remember that from my CPU classes.
It's A. I'm going with that. That's what I think. That seems like it's...
Mom, do you know how many bones in a body?
Some.
You just know they ache.
Enough to ache.
As you move on down life
enough
road.
Enough bones to ache.
Enough bones to ache. So you guys are confident on your 200.
I think it's... would it be too much, Larry, to get you to start in on that song, the knee bones connected to the hip bone? Because we can count while you're singing.
We'll count them.
Yeah. No, it's
I don't think I know all of it.
All right, we're going to go with 206.
You got it.
Woo! All right, 206. What? 206 bones?
And a human.
All right, listen.
Well, the hands and feet have a lot.
The feet have more than just about anything.
Yeah, but you can't just say feet bone.
No, you know that's why it adds to the
number. Hey, Larry, I got a free travel mug Right here, an AFR stainless steel travel mug coming your way.
If
you can name me in the next 1 minute, you can name me 10 bones in the body. Go.
Oh, good gosh. tibia, femur, ulna, radius, rib, ankle.
Oh gosh, is not one.
Breastbone.
Breastbone, seven. You got 15 seconds.
Scapula.
Yeah.
Nine, oh gosh.
Eight. Seven.
Don't put pressure on him.
Oh. Yeah, you're putting.
Are we dumbing everybody you got, down?
Kneecap.
Pressure on his
kneecap.
Kneecap. One more. One more. One more, Larry.
Blurt it out. Come on, use your head.
Skull.
Yeah, yeah. There you go, Larry. Right. You got it in right under the wire. Skull. Ed gave you a tip there on the skull.
Yeah,
that was good. All right. We need to get your address so we can send this to you unless you want to drive down here and get it.
Well,
hey, drive down here next week and pick it up. We'll show you around the studio. Just an hour and a half from where you are. Okay. That's good. Thank you, Larry.
I'm going to put you on hold, Larry. Cindy will get your information and we'll get that to you in the mail.
Not only did he knock out those five quickly, pressure. When the pressure's on me, I can't remember the names of my children.
No, that's when you use your
same thing with me.
That's when you use your skull.
That's it, your cranium.
That's why I would never be good on one of those like game shows where you have to think of the answer.
The Jeopardy music's playing in the background?
Yes, yeah. Well, you were doing it to him. You put the pressure on him.
Right. Well, that's the only way you grow.
That's right. As a person.
You have to be challenged.
And we don't want to dumb everyone down.
We don't. We're going to take a short time out right here. Our special guest in the studio is my mom, Linda Wildman, who will be 84 years young next month, right?
That's wonderful. Hey, you look great. And I'm not just saying that because we're on national radio. You really look terrific to be almost 84.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, too. Right.
I know you were.
And I was, too. But anyway, that's Ed, JJ, Tim, and Linda. And we'll be back in a minute with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training or cultural transformation. AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where Preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Theme from Bonanza right there, very popular TV show back in the day.
Very nice restaurant in its day.
In its day. They're no longer around, Bonanza Steakhouse.
I haven't seen one in ages.
No, I think they closed down, but Little Joe, played by Michael Landon was shot 56 times
on that show
in 10 years. Yeah, survived them all.
I think I told you one time I watched someone had put a compilation from The Rifleman, how many people Chuck Connors
taken
shot
out.
Lucas McCain, the character,
right.
How many people he had shot over like four
seasons. He was maniacal.
Yes, it was like 200 and something. And
that was before reloading.
Well, he was the rifleman. So if you had the slightest disagreement with him, he just took out his rifle. He had to live up to his reputation. All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. So I said, hey, I'll invite my mom to be on the radio with us. So Linda Wildman, my mom, who is 83, going to be 84 in June. I know I keep reminding you of that, Mom, and you know that. But, you know, she taught me to be curious and to as much as I could, and I enjoyed learning.
Yeah.
Didn't always show up on school tests. Some of us are like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't necessarily test well, but we're still geniuses in our own right.
Yes. I always think of myself as being a genius.
In your own right.
My own mind.
Miss Linda was a home ec teacher. Mm-hmm. And how long were you, how many years were you and Brother Don married?
Well, it'd be 62 in June.
Right. 62 years. Well, isn't that something? A long time. And you went to Blue Mountain College?
I went over there to get my chemistry.
Okay.
8 hours of chemistry.
And then you went to the W, mm-hmm. a women's college in Columbus, Mississippi.
I couldn't go any farther in my degree if I didn't get my chemistry.
Okay.
That was kind of a test.
Right. Well, because a home ec teacher, I mean, ladies need to know their chemistry. If they're going to cook. Yeah.
Especially in food.
Yeah.
Touch the microphone with your hand.
Huh?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Okay. So the W had the reputation at that time, and may still have it, of being the best home ec in pretty much in the South. So I wanted to get that degree.
It's Mississippi University for women today, but it was MSC, Mississippi State College for Women. That's when back many people remember they had colleges for women back in the day, 40s, 50s, 60s, back in the day. So anyway, back in whatever day that your day is when that took place. But yeah, so Mom went to Blue Mountain College, and that's where she met my dad. And if it wasn't for their meeting that summer, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today.
That's right.
So that was in 61. Go ahead.
I would also say this ministry may not have existed.
Right.
That's true.
Because
that's
they always say behind every great man is a great woman.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And so I'm sure God would have gotten whatever he wanted done. But for Brother Don, he needed a good woman by his side.
Amen.
And they always say in an Italian household, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes. So, anyway, that's the way it is in my house.
I know we're talking about this a lot, but Brother Don started the ministry in the den, I think, with like a Royal typewriter, no income. And so you've got the school teacher, the home ec teacher, paying the bills while Brother Don's saying, I really am convinced God's put this vision, put this dream in my heart. So it is absolutely true that she was part of the foundation and the anchor and everything for this ministry.
Mom, there's your trivia question. Ask trivia question number two.
What are the three most consumed canned fish in the U.S.?
Okay, the three. We need three.
Tuna, salmon.
No. We went over this.
Well, don't give the answer to them.
You're giving them the answer.
I thought they'd choose from one of those.
No.
No. What are the three?
That's okay.
Okay.
Fortunately, our students.
Yeah.
Our students will pretend like they didn't hear that.
That's
well, you didn't give the hardest one, Mom.
No,
so okay.
I think anybody would have said tuna.
Don't you? Mom, I think tuna would probably be one of the
but
three.
But we're not saying that's one of the answers, folks.
Right. We're not saying that. You're right, Mom.
Tuna spell backwards.
Everybody, so the three most consumed canned fish in America. And as my mom said, tuna might or might not be one of them. Okay.
Now these ain't fish that got fired from the job. That's a different kind of being canned.
Fish fired from a job.
Yeah.
Canned. They got canned.
Oh, got canned. I see what you're doing there, JJ.
No, all right, my JJ question, was that other personality.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Earl or whatever we call him. All right, here are my two questions. What two cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms? And it's not New York or Los Angeles. That was a guess earlier. Those are good guesses. New York's number three.
Wow.
All right, number two, my second question. What does the letters A&M stand for when used with a school such as Texas A&M? What do the letters A&M stand for, Ed?
All right, here are my two questions. First question, in the Bible, what woman is said to be drunk with the blood of the saints? Second question, when flamingos have babies, the mama flamingo turns gray rather than pink. Mm. But is that true or false? Mm. That's what I've got.
What about when she gets envious?
she turns green like everybody else.
Like everybody else.
What happens if she finds out she's colorblind?
She turns purple, right?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible in honor of Mother's Day. Oh, and I do want to say this for you moms listening. Fastest mammal on earth. What is the fastest mammal on earth? It's a toddler after mom says, "What's in your mouth?" So, number one, I want to know, who's Isaac's mom? You know, Isaac in the Bible. Who was Isaac's mom? Second question, what is the birthstone for the month of July? What is the birthstone for the month of July?
All right, let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, what do you say we go to Georgia? And Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brother Mark. Good to hear from you.
Where are you from? Yes, and where are you from in Georgia, Mark?
Blackshear, down near the Florida line, near Waycross.
Yes. Mark's called in before. I know exactly where he's from.
All right.
Near Valdosta, not far from Valdosta, right?
About 55 miles from Valdosta.
Mm-hmm. I spoke at a wild game dinner there in Blackshear. Great area, wonderful folks.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, fire away. Ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Okay. Give us your, which one do you want to answer?
Who is Isaac's mom?
All right. Here's the question from the Bible. Who was Isaac's mom?
That'd be Sarah.
Hey!
Oh, wow!
Nicely done.
Look at Mark, though. You won the AFR stainless steel travel mug, Mark.
That's awesome.
There, you got the. So, really? How did you know the answer to that question?
I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I've studied that passage several times.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, they're in Genesis. You have that story there, and Abraham and Isaac, and then Abraham and Sarah, and then we later went to be obedient to the Lord to even offer him as a sacrifice. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Thanks.
Abraham the dad, Sarah the mom, Isaac the child.
Right. And thank you for reading your Bible, and thank you for teaching Sunday school.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Mark, fire away, brother, with your question for us.
Okay. It's a two-parter. And, Tim, I think if anybody would know it, you would, but it's not too hard, but who was the first president to declare war, and what war was it?
Okay, the first president to declare war, I'm thinking, well, with the colonies, you know, the Declaration of Independence, and
I think he's talking about president.
But that
would
be a president. I'm going to say whoever 1812.
How about when they went after the Barbary pirates? Did they declare war?
That's Thomas Jefferson.
Did they declare war for that, or was?
All right, Mark. I'm gonna
go with Tim on the Thomas Jefferson with the Barbary, because I think they had
Barbary pirates.
Because I think they had to allocate money to build some ships.
And Mark, then they had to buy all those patches, parrots, to fit in.
When we first built the Navy, that was our first Navy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, go ahead. Answer.
Okay. You was correct the first time on the war. It was the War of 1812.
British.
And it was James Madison.
You shouldn't have been subject to peer pressure.
I fell for that. Thomas Jefferson, I don't think he declared war, but he basically sent our Navy over to stop the Barbary pirates from attacking our merchant ships.
Right.
And so, But the War of 1812 was, again, with the British, right? They wouldn't go away, wouldn't leave us alone, right? So we declared war on them. And you know, you could, if you go to the White House, which I was able to go when George W. Bush was president, I was able to go because Allison, my wife's cousin, she worked there, not at a high level, but at the old executive office building. Anyway, I'm telling you this. She took us on a private tour of the White House.
Wow.
It's 20 years ago, whenever George W. Bush was in. And you can still see at the ground level the burn markings from when the British attacked the White House during the War of 1812.
They lit it on fire, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The War of 1812, you can still see some of the
scorch marks.
Wow. Yeah, at the White
House. See, I would love to see like the Lincoln's bedroom and different things and think Abraham Lincoln literally slept
there.
Well,
when Bill Clinton was there, you could pay for the Lincoln.
Yeah, you missed your chance. Yeah,
right.
Could have paid. Could have offered some money. But anyway, all right.
Okay, Mark, going to put you on hold, all right, because he's won the AFR travel mug. So stay with it. Cindy will get your information, Mark, and we'll get you an AFR travel mug. Stainless steel, mind you. We'll
back
get that
the
in
phones.
The mail. All right, we go to Louisiana, and Joey is on the line. Joey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Where do you live in Louisiana, Joey?
I live in the Deep South in a little town called Cross-Eyed Alligator.
I hope you're telling the truth.
I don't think he is.
I hope he's telling the truth. That's awesome. I want to buy a T-shirt.
That's funny.
No, I don't think that town in Mississippi is true either. Cross Eyed, what is it?
No, Monkey's Eyebrow in Kentucky. It's a real place.
No, JJ's from that area, Joey. We're talking about Western Kentucky.
Right.
There's a town called Monkey's Eyebrow.
If I was in my overalls right now with no shirt on, I'd put my hand over my heart and tell you it's absolutely.
You know what? If that ain't true, I'll be a monkey's eyebrow. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Be a monkey's eyebrow.
I love it.
All right, Joey, listen.
Legitimately, where are you from?
Louisiana has no shortage of crazy sounding town
That's
names.
Right.
Where are you from, Joey?
Right. Well, a little town called Scott.
Scott, Louisiana.
Yeah. Scott, Louisiana, right next to Lafayette on Interstate 10.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I will say this. When I was pastoring a church in Pontotoc, I was working here full time and pastoring part time.
Mississippi.
In a little town near Tupelo, where our flagship station is. There was a lady in our church, and she said it was a small church, so sometimes people would just speak up out in church. And she
didn't need an interpreter.
She said she was from a place called Ignorant Ridge, Mississippi.
Oh my goodness!
Now I remember, me being a Yankee, I had pranks pulled on me all the time, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't believe that's true. I think you're just pulling my leg, but it was true. Ignorant Ridge.
No kidding.
Ignorant Ridge, and it's not.
Well,
far
they
from
probably
here.
Were if they didn't ever change their name.
Yes.
So
how do you not change your name?
So 8 Days of Hope, Steve Tiber, New York. You know, from Buffalo, he comes here and somebody says, he's got this field. Yeah, I'll get a bush hog and I'll bush hog that for you. And he's like, whoa, a what? Am I going to need to get some, firearm on that thing when you let that thing out of the pen or whatever?
A hog?
Bush hog. He had never heard the term ever in Buffalo, New York.
I never heard of it till I came down here.
And that's just so Southern. Everybody knows, you put it on the back of a tractor.
And it's a verb. We're going to go bush hog.
Yeah, we're going to go bush hog. Yeah. Hey, sorry, we're taking time away from you, Joey. Ask, answer, or do both.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Miss Linda for being there and for having such a great life and being a school teacher. And Miss Linda, when people ask me how old I am and where I was born, I tell them I was born in the middle of last century.
Well, that cover me pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, were you born in the 50s, Joey?
1951.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. The
middle of last century.
Yeah.
Puts it in perspective.
So, Joey, real quickly, who was the first president you remember?
Oh, JFK's death rattled me into political awareness. I was in eighth grade, and they came make the announcement. Everybody knows about that. And I guess I knew about Eisenhower, but but Kennedy was all over the magazines and all that.
Yeah. You would have been you would have been 9, 10, 11 in there.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought the world was going to end. I thought everything was going to shut down.
Right. When JFK was assassinated, is what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then in 2 years, my American history teacher gave his class on who killed Kennedy. I'm not going to get into it, but I thought the FBI was going to come arrest him because he had his own ideas and he had a book. And if I tell you the title of the book, you'll know who he didn't like. But it was called A Texan Looks at Lyndon. And he was all over that. He gave us tests and all that. So it was a real shake-up period for me.
Yeah.
And I've been following politics ever since. And,
wow.
And I'll tell you what, it's always been upside down, but not like today.
I know. About that. Well, ask or answer, Joey, or both.
Well, I'd like to answer. I couldn't think of a good question. I'd like to answer Tim's question about A&M.
Okay, yes. The question Joey's going to answer is this. What do the letters A&M stand for when used with a school name such as Texas A&M?
Agricultural and mechanical.
Yes, yes.
Man. Nicely done.
I thought for a long time, without having to look it up, Joey, Texas A&M stood for agricultural and military because they have the 12th man, they have the...
like the ROTC thing?
Yeah, what is that, Joey? Do you know about that?
About what?
Well, about they have the military at the football. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, but how did you know it was called agricultural and mechanical?
I don't know. A lot of people from here go to Texas A&M, and, we're curious about it. We ask questions, and I don't know. I've been known that for a long time.
Okay. Well, and of course, a lot of states have one school dedicated to agriculture and their land grant institutions, for example, and that's sort of all over the country, really. But Texas A&M, the A&M, if you see that in a school, stands for agricultural and mechanical. Joey got it right from Louisiana.
Nicely done, Joey.
Yeah, absolutely. Way to go, brother. All right. So Joey didn't have a question for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey. You have a great, great weekend.
Yeah. So you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Sunday is Mother's Day. So I decided, hey, I'll invite my mom to be on the show with us today.
Right.
So Linda Wildman, my mom, is on and she's got her question. She's going to repeat in just a minute, Mom. And then Ed Vitagliano is with me and JJ Jasper. We also call this, are you ready, Mom? Let me tell you what. Learning University. On three.
Okay.
On three. Okay, ready? We also call on three. One, two, three.
Learning University.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Nicely done. If I could say something to the young moms listening, the hand that rocks the cradle, the hand that rocks the cradle usually is attached to someone who isn't getting enough sleep.
That's a good one.
We're thankful for.
But I like
moms everywhere. But the moms of newborns and toddlers, you just don't have any time for yourself. You're overwhelmed, and you don't think that you'll get through this, but you will.
You had four in 8 years, right?
3 and 4 years.
3 and 4 years. That's when you said when I was 3 years old, I was carrying the diaper bag.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah.
A leader, even back then.
Yes, that's right.
And I think we've said this when it's been your birthday.
Yeah.
You had three children, three out of the four born on the exact same date.
March of 6.
That's pretty remarkable.
No twins.
Yeah, you're
three separate years.
One or two away from being in the Guinness Book of World Records. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Yeah, one time we were talking about mom had four children, three of us have the same birthday, no twins, and there was a family in Montana that, when I looked at the Guinness Book of World Records a few years ago, who had five.
Right.
Mm. That was, at least in America, that was the record.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't know. I was kind of disappointed, Mom, y'all didn't go for the record. You and Dad could have had two more.
Didn't know anything about.
Tried for March 6th, you know what I'm saying? You did say, though, that on the last one on my brother, you started, when March 6th got here, you started, what did you do?
Mother's Day out.
No, you started ironing and
trying to power walk.
You wanted to go
something.
Into labor.
Oh, yeah, all day.
You wanted to go into labor.
It worked.
It worked. She wanted to go into labor so she could have the baby.
And have all four.
Have three of the four on March 6th. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. All right, Mom, repeat your question, that number two right there.
Okay.
What
are the three most consumed canned fish in the U.S.?
Okay. All right, my question is this. What two cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms, and it's not New York, and it's not Los Angeles? Okay, Ed.
All right, my two questions. First question, in the Bible, what woman is said to be drunk with the blood of the saints? Second question.
I was thinking about getting a tattoo. Right. Now I know what I'm going to have right. put on there.
Well, I was getting ready for lunch.
Second question. When flamingos have babies, uh-huh. the mama flamingo turns gray rather than pink. But is that true or false?
Mm. Here's what I've got. First question, what is the birthstone for the month of July? You know, each month has its own stone, gem. What is the birthstone for the month of July? Then I'm going to add one, true or false. The prototype for the Caterpillar bulldozer was invented by a mother who had five sons. Is that true or false? Bulldozer was invented by a mother of boys.
Is that true or false?
True or false?
All right, let's go to Arkansas, and Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask, answer and ask. Okay,
Steve.
And maybe a little observation. I don't want to chew up too much time. Which woman in the Bible is drunk with the blood of the saints of martyrs?
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
see,
hold on just a second, Steve.
Just a second. Let me go ahead and repeat it for those just tuning in. In the Bible, what woman is said to be drunk with the blood of the saints? Steve, what do you say?
Mystery of Babylon. She had on her name before had the name Mystery of Babylon, the mother of harlots, abomination of saints. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of saints and martyrs of Jesus. And I saw her wonder with great admiration. I'd go on from there, but that's who it is.
That is absolutely right. The great harlot, Revelation 17.
Okay, so we're quoting from the book of Revelation.
Yes.
And so it was the great...
The great harlot, Mystery Babylon, was said to be...
Was there an average harlot in there? Or are they all just the great ones?
Well, there were a bunch of average harlots, okay. You know.
But Steve got that right.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
All right, Steve. By the way, where do you live in Arkansas?
Hope, H-O-P-E.
Oh, yeah,
Hope.
H-O-P-E.
Sandy Rios once asked me if I ever met Bill Clinton. I've met him three times, you know.
Okay.
Really?
Well, Mike Huckabee was from there too, right?
Yeah, Mike Huckabee is from Hope, Arkansas. I'm not a native of Hope, Arkansas. There's a whole lot of background through that, you know, back to the Army and GI Bill. That's how, and unemployment, how I ended up in Hope, Arkansas, because I went to Red River Vocek on the GI Bill, and I got a job here. I worked there for 16 years, and then there's some call of the Lord on my life, smuggling Bibles in Commerce China. It's pretty extensive if you don't have time to listen to it, so, you know. But that's how I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right, Steve, well, ask your question.
Okay, ask. Now, you all refer to yourself as Larned University, you know. Okay. So since you all are the professors of Larned University, what is the connection between Larned University and World War One?
Connection between Larned University and World War One.
Larned, spelled L-A, Larned. This is Larned University.
Yeah, we know you're mocking us. We got that.
No, I'm not mocking you. I'm not mocking you.
That's okay. You know, we're used to it.
I really don't know. I think you're saying Larned with a L-A, but we're saying it with a L-E-A-R-I-N.
Larned
University. World War One.
That's a stretch. You're going to have to tell us, Steve. We don't know.
Okay, yeah. Alvin Cummins York, in his diary, after he had captured 132 soldiers, killed 32 of the enemy, and captured 28 machine guns, he said, "I ain't had much larning except for the Bible.
Much learning, except for the Bible.
That's the kind of learning that you need to have.
Okay? Amen. That you're talking about Sergeant Albert York.
Which is a great book about him and a great movie.
If you haven't seen that movie, especially you young
Sergeant
people,
York,
you need to watch that.
Sergeant York, it's true.
It's a true story.
I have it now on DVD.
Can people come to your house and watch it? Can
no.
Cook up some burgers.
But they can probably find it and stream it somewhere.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Steve.
We really don't have time to go to another call before the break. When we get back from the break, you got any traveling coming up, JD? Any speaking engagements?
I want to say what an honor it was last Saturday to be the commencement speaker at Blue Mountain College University. And my daughter, Maddie, graduated with honors. And they have, I think they said they had about a dozen different states students there. They had eight people from eight foreign countries attend the school where Miss Linda went to.
And you were the commencement speaker,
and I was the
huh?
commencement speaker. I've done that for a couple of high schools, first time for university.
What's your fee?
Tremendous.
How much you charge
honor.
For something like that?
Well, we can talk about that. You can take that up with my limo driver.
My limo driver.
Hey, I'm going to be speaking at a FCA rally next week, so I'd appreciate prayers for that.
Where is that going to be?
It's in Mississippi, and so I just come to the event, but pray for that.
If you want J.J. Jasper to come speak to your Crisis Pregnancy Center event or your church function, he does this all over the country, and you can go to his website,
jjjasper.com.
jjjasper.com. Ed Vitagliano, J.J., Tim, and Linda Wildman, my mom, who will be 84 years young. In about a month, we shall return after the news with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.